above all names. Blessing and honor. Name above all names. Dominion and power. Name above all names. Righteous and holy. Name above all names. Glorious and worthy. He who was dead.
Lifted high, exalted. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a way to start your morning. That was a powerful song. That song was so powerful, just telling us to lift him up, to exalt him. That just makes my blood start boiling, my energy. I may have got on here feeling a little bit down, but when I hear songs like that, things that's just lifting my father up, it just puts everything else to the side and allow me to just get back on the right track. That track is being connected to God, just being grateful, being thankful, just recognizing who he is in my life. And I just feel like throughout the rest of the day, that's my whole conversation. That's my whole thought. Even though I'm handling business, I'm still keeping God first and exalting him, because it is him on this day that has me where I'm at. Where I'm at, his presence. Where I'm at, knowing who he is. Where I'm at, recognizing what he does for me. Recognizing how great he is, how great Father is, how great and excellent that he is, how miraculous he is. And that is a beautiful place to be. Nothing should want, you should never want to be out of that place, out of that mindset, in his safety net, in his arms, in his will. We should always, always want to be there, because not just me, I know that each and every person that's on this line is able to sit and think about why God should be exalted, how excellent he is, how he has been good to you, even in your times of trouble, even in your times of pain, heartache, trials, tribulations, the storm. Right now in the pandemic, God is real, people. God is real, and we must exalt him above all other names. The great I am, we must, El Shaddai, we have to sit and exalt God for who he is. Adonye, yes, we have to sit and exalt God. We have to give him, call him by the name. Call him by the name that we know, where he has been a healer in our life, a deliverer in our life. He has been our everything, our existence. And I don't know about you all, but each and every time I think about who God is to me and who I am to him, it just gets me excited. Some people may sit and say, I'm overboard, but guess what? You better get in my lane, because I'm in the lane with God, and we on fast track. And I'm just sitting, and I'm just so proud and honored to think, to know that I am in a place where God will have me to be. Not man, but where God. Not Nita, but with God. And I am so sorry I forgot to say good morning, but sometimes I just sit and tell you, I get so excited about God. It's just something about knowing what God has done and who he is and what he is continuing to do. Just knowing that you are connected to his, to that power source. Knowing that you have an opportunity to talk to him throughout the day, anytime. Nobody can block you. Nobody can sit and tell you that you don't have access to God. You have to come. You can pick up your telephone. Jesus is on the main line, and guess what? You are able to tell him whatever it is you want. The question I always ask is, are you ready to receive? Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. To our international partners, to our local partners, our everybody that's in the United States, everybody that's in this world, my ADM family, we miss you dearly. We love you. We love you. We love you. Good morning, Apostle Temple, First Lady Spencer. You all know we have much love for you all, and we're just grateful and thankful for you. I don't think that we say it enough. We may sit and mention it every now and again in the broadcast, but I just want to expound on it because the Holy Spirit just placed it in my heart. I'm just grateful. Me and Monica are always talking about just being around people that are great and being true to the things that they do. And behind the scenes, it's never something that's so grand and never so something that you're sitting and you're boasting about, because it's just you have the true love of God, and it shows, and it just goes out. What's inwardly always comes outwardly. And it's a great thing when somebody who has never, ever put their eyes on you to but sit and hold a whole conversation, or God is able to pour into them to tell them who you truly are in spirit, and that you operate in spirit and truth. And I just could get a Kool-Aid smile sometimes when me and Monica having our late night talks and snacks and just talking about the goodness of God, and God throw you all's name in there. So I just want to sit and say that we are so grateful to be under your leadership. We are grateful to know that you're both true men and women of God, that there's nothing that you're sitting and you're hiding. You just who you are, you know, and here to bring the people by any means necessary to the word of God, so they may obtain salvation. So I just wanted to get that out of there, out of me, because it's that's where God led me to go this morning. So again, we thank you, we love you, and I'm more than sure our ADM family and all the listeners that's abroad that's been dealing with you for these years, they feel the exact same, because we never know when somebody needs somebody. We never know when somebody may need a word. We never know when God is going to sit and say, intercede for Joshua, who's over there in a whole nother land. But I know that is something that you, Apostle Temple, you have no regrets or nothing hinders you from falling before your face, on your face before the Lord, and interceding for someone. And we just want to say thank you for that. Big up, big up, big up. Woo, woo, and everything else. As I go into prayer, we just want to give God his honor and just say, Father, we thank you this morning. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. And we just magnify you, Father God. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for being who you are in our lives, Father God. No matter what turns we make, Lord Jesus, you're right there, Father God, in the midst, Lord Jesus. All we have to do is call, Lord. All we have to do is stretch our arms out, Father God, and be a willing vessel, Lord, to ask you to help us, Lord. You're there, Father God. You're not a God, Father God, that's going to condemn us, Father God. You allow your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, Father God. And sometimes, Lord, we need that correction, Father God. But we know, Father God, that the correction, Lord Jesus, is from the love that you have for us, Father God. Not to shame us, Father God. Not to sit and put us in a place of embarrassment, Father God. Not a place of disappointment, Father God, but a place of love, Lord Jesus, to put us in a place where you can remold us, reconstruct us. Some of us may need to be rebuilt, Father God. Some need our hearts, Father God, open the walls, taken away, Father God, diminished, Lord Jesus, so you can have a clear way, your Holy Spirit can maneuver the way that you would have it to be, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for that this morning, Lord. And as me and Monica come before you this morning, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to allow us to decrease, Father God, and for you to increase, Lord Jesus, and touch whoever it is that the words that you place in our mouth, whoever needs to receive it, Father God, put them in a position, Lord Jesus, to receive, not just receive, accept what is being said, Father God, and just know, Lord Jesus, that you are here with us. So as we thank you this morning, this beautiful Tuesday morning, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for making this day, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for choosing us to be here on at this on this day, Father God, this very second, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love. As we go throughout the day, Lord Jesus, we just ask you, Father God, to keep a remembrance in our heart, Father God, that you loved us first, Father God, and for us to be able through our actions, through our speaking, through our walking, through our mindset, to show you that we love you as well, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. So myself and Monica, as I said in our, all throughout the evening and the night, we're always talking because we're asking each other, did our daddy, the way we talk it, did daddy give you some place to go, or where are we going to go? What is daddy saying that the people need to hear? Not what we're saying, what the people need to hear. And in our conversation, we was just talking, and we were saying how, again, we just thank Apostle Temple for hearing the word of hearing from God and setting up different arenas, you know, just allowing a prophecy to come to be fulfilled. But me and Monica, on our part, started to know what family was, and ADM is our true family, and that's why we sit and we're transparent, because when we come before everybody, and not just ADM, everybody that gets on this line, the way we feel is if we're speaking to our family, that we are talking and we're saying what God has said to us, what he has poured in our heart. And sometimes it may be an experience that we may have to share. Sometimes it may be just strictly coming from the Bible. But just know that it's coming from the heart, because and it's coming in spirit and truth, because God truly, and we just love coming back and talking to our family. We love talking to our family. We realize that when God connected us, that me and Monica, that we were family. When we say that word, sister, we are not sitting and taking it lightly. That is my blood sister, my sister, because we share the same DNA, and that's God's DNA. So we understand what sisterhood is. We understand what brotherhood is. We understand you being our brother. We understand you being our sister. So when we come to the table in the morning, we're coming to just share and sit and talk to our family in a relaxation mode, or however God would have it to be on that day. So as we were talking yesterday and just trying to find out, the Holy Spirit said, in order for you to be faithful to me, you have to walk, you have to follow my instructions. You have to be obedient. You have to walk in integrity. And this is where we're at on today. Just knowing that we have to do the things that God will have us to do. It doesn't matter how you got it. If God said it to you in the eye, if he gave you instructions or directions, however it is that, you know, whichever way it is, you need to follow them all the way through. And as Monica and I was talking, I said, you know, the thing about that is that we do things, some of us do things every single day over and over and over and over. And then somebody might just come and sit and say, well, do it this way. And in your mind, you're saying, well, I do it that way all the time. But then when you sit and you listen to what they're saying, hear what I said. When you listen, or if you're reading something, when you sit and you listen, or you're reading and you comprehend, you understand what is being said, then it's like the Holy Spirit quickens you. Oh, okay, well, I've been doing it this way, but this is how I was supposed to be doing it. It may be a slight little change, but that slight change is what takes you to the part, to the point where of completion. That slight change takes you to the place of successfulness, being prosperous, receiving the blessings for God. And one thing that the Holy Spirit told me last night was that your blessings are in the instructions. The instructions that he gives, you receive blessings at the end. And we know that, I know that to know just by my personal, and I know it to know about my favorite story in the Bible when Jehoshaphat and the entire nation, everybody that was under his kingmanship, when they were getting ready to go into war, God sent a prophet. It's so important to know the true prophets and listen to what the true prophets are telling you and follow the instructions, the directions, and know that it is coming from God. And this prophet came and told them, you're not going to fight. Go before me. Get your people together on the day of battle. Prior to that, they fasted. They fasted. They prayed. They got themselves prepared for the battle. And the battle was for them to go out. Explicit instructions were given to go out and stand. And while they were standing, choir was singing. Their praise is what won the battle for them. Them sitting and following instructions to the T, the battle was won for them. The battle was not theirs. See, God told them that the battle is not yours, it's mine. So it was no need for them to go out and draw their weapons. It was no need for them to run towards the other people and to engage into a physical confrontation because God had already given the instructions from the prophet. The same thing when I read you all that prayer that Apostle Temple put out, what, 3-4 months before the pandemic came into place, and that's because he was hearing from God, and he said it, he put it in writing for us to be able to go back and to read and to see that God truly speaks to him. Not that he goes around and sit and say, you better listen to me and don't listen to that person. The action is in his, the foot is what that person does. It's what that person sees. It's what how that person is being obedient to God. You may sit and have one thing going on, and God may sit and say, no, we're not going to do that. This is where I need you to be today. And we sit and we do it, and we sit and we're obedient and we're following the instructions of God, but we're sharing it with our family. We're doing it with love because we don't want anybody to be left behind. We don't want anybody to stay in the same spot. This is why God is the movement that he's doing right now, the teachings that he's doing right now, going back to the beginning of the Bible so you can have an understanding, so you can realize how these people of old were blessed because they listened to what God had to say. They listened to what the prophets had to say. I'm going to turn it over to you, sister, so you can add a little bit because I can just go on and on about it.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, saints. Good morning, brothers and sisters. When I tell you the Lord is moving on this morning because he just dropped in my spirit, he said, this message is a reset. He's speaking and he's saying that this message is a reset for some of us. A lot of us are already in the right place and we're aligned with God, but some of us have gotten have shifted out of alignment. And he says, this is a reset. This is a reminder. He's not chastising us. He's not fussing, but he wants us to reset our mindset because some of our hearts and some of our mindsets have shifted a little bit out of alignment with him in our lifestyle. And in this shift that we've shifted out of alignment, we're actually doing some things that we probably shouldn't be thinking or we probably shouldn't be doing. And God is saying, tell the people that it's time to reset. And this reset is basically examining your heart, examining yourself, and examining the things that you do at work, at home, in your relationship with your spouse, how you're handling your children, how you handling family members, how you're going about your day, but first and foremost, how you're carrying God. Because, see, we know he has a high expectation for us. And with that being said, he just put it in my spirit that some of us need to, like, bring yourself to a halt moment, slow down your car, put it in park, and just reflect on the things that you do and say and the integrity that you have to do the right thing when nobody's looking. Because, see, God has given us instructions. He's given us instructions in the Word. He's given us a knowing and an understanding of what he wants by putting stuff in our heart. And he says that he's actually convicting people in the spirit. He said that spiritual conviction that he's convicting you, and you know who you are because he's in you directly right now through me. And he says that that spirit of conviction is for you to recognize this ain't what God needs. This is not what God wants from you. And that you have to reset and refocus and change and shift into alignment with him, because he's not going to shift and align with you. And the key is, in this shift and alignment, is self-correction. And that prompting of the Holy Spirit, that guilty conscience, whatever you want to call it, that is the conviction of God's Holy Spirit in your life, because he has his hand on you. He has his hand on your heart and your spirit, and he is saying that I am tweaking that thing. I'm squeezing out that stuff that shouldn't be there, and when I release it, I want to blow the breath of life into you, my anointing, my Holy Spirit into you. But you have to be willing. You have to make a conscious decision to allow this process to happen, and this starts right now in this moment, this morning. So, people, you know who you are because you're God's people, and you know his voice when you hear it. And he is speaking and saying, if this is hitting you in your spirit, if you recognize this word is for you, this is the time for you to do your reset. It's time for you to stop doing what you're doing at work if you're cheating the clock and having somebody clock you in. I mean, so many scenarios that people are doing to order integrity of what God wants for you. And then he may have even given you a knowing or understanding that you should be doing something, and even a prophetic word to where God had a plan for you and it's been shared with you, but you've got off track. You're not heading in that direction anymore. You may have kind of like slid out of the lane that you were supposed to be in, and you're about to merge off, and he's pulling us back. And I'm saying us because, see, I have something to share with y'all. Okay, a lot of y'all may not know about our background, but I am a truck driver of 18-wheelers by profession. And in this job, guess what? I have opportunities to, like, slide and get by on some rules and being a little bit here. I might get the speed a little bit going down the highway. But you know what? God keeps me in check. And I'm so happy that he keeps me in check, because, see, I'm kind of like my own boss out there on that big rig. I'm kind of my own boss out there wheeling up and down the states, going state to state, and being able to speed and slow down and do the things that truckers can get away with. But God won't let me do that, y'all. Because, see, he convicts me. He convicts my spirit. And he says, no, you can't do that. I see other truckers doing things that are illegal and being the rules, but you can't do that. And that integrity, that instruction, that conviction of my spirit lets me know he has a hand. His hand is still on my heart. His hand is still on me. And I am grateful for that, saying that we should come together and have the same mindset as a people and in our family, that we should do what's right and follow his instructions, even when nobody's looking, even when if you feel like you can get away with it. It's important that you have that spiritual discipline and that self-discipline to do what is right. And the reason why this is so important is because some of us can keep going and we'll be destined for destruction. But God is saying, come back in the lane. Sister, go ahead. I know you got something. Go ahead. What the Spirit's saying to you?
No, you could have actually finished, but that destruction part. And I can only sit and tell you it's because I fell to destruction before. I fell to destruction before. God was telling me stuff, telling me. Actually, in 2003, he told me to get up, pack up. I had a position in Gwinnett County. It wasn't making the money that I was making in Miami-Dade County. And I just totally, I came, I found me some land. I thought I was praying over the land, doing what I was supposed to do, but I was halfway following instructions. God gave them to me plain as day, position ready. The position would have gave me a bigger title, but the money wasn't what I was used to, living a false life, living outside of my lane. And coming into Atlanta, Georgia was going to slow me down. It was going to take me out of the fast lane and slow me down. And at that point in time, I was so into the world that I didn't see where God was trying to lead me in a place of peace, in a place of rest. And because I did not listen, I did halfway, took halfway instructions, I put my own self in a place of doom. I put my own self in a place of destruction. Everything that I was doing from that point on, from 2003 up into 2007, was just putting my own self in a place of where I didn't want to be. But you get so caught up, like I said, it becomes a norm when you're sitting and you're leaning on your own understanding, or you're doing the same thing repetitive over and over and over. And when you get that warning, because warning comes before destruction, or God say, listen, I'm calling on your name, I'm tugging you, I'm waking you up, I'm sending people. During that time, he kept sending my mother to me, a devoted woman of God, and she would tell me, you need to listen to what God is saying, or you know, you need to stop doing what you choose to do, and know that money, material things does not overcome the things that God has for you. His blessings that he want to give to you. You need to follow his instructions. And I chose not to follow his instructions, and I went into a place of doom. And this is why it's important to hear what God is saying to you. And it is important to, once he has given you those instructions, to follow them out completely, not just God. Let's go on a day-to-day situation. I can sit and talk about it. My boss may give me instructions, and I'll say, I got it, yes, I hear you. And then the way that I was doing it, it was working, and then, bam, a bump comes, you know. And then when we go back and we sit and we talk about it, well, did you do it this way? And then that's when that truth come in. No, I didn't do it. I did it this way, or I didn't do it at all. And then there's a problem that arises before you, because now you're not doing what has been told for you to do. And that wall hits you, and then it slaps you in the face. And then you sit there, and it's like, I'm sorry. But then that's the beauty of God, because once you sit and you let him know, yes, Father, I didn't do, or yes, boss, I didn't do what, if they're connected to God, they okay, well, you didn't do it right this time, but I need you to follow my instructions. Let's find a remedy for it. Go ahead, sister, go ahead.
Yes, y'all, the word of God says in Proverbs 21 and 2, it's 21, 2 and 3, it says, people may be right in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their heart. The Lord is, when we do what is right and just, then when we offer him sacrifices. That's Proverbs 21, 2 and 3. And that is the basis of this message this morning, y'all. The Holy Spirit put it in my sister's heart last night that we have to, as a people, if we really belong to God, we have to be mindful of what's in our heart, because, see, we think in our minds that we're this way, but when God examines our heart, he looks at the motive. You can almost see examples of how people think they're doing good deeds, or they're living right, or that they're doing living a life unto God, but it's really not unto God when God examines that heart. And that's the thing.
Yes.
Be transparent and self-examine yourself and ask yourself, why am I doing this? What's the motive of what I'm doing? What is the motive behind what I'm doing? What's really in my heart and mind? I may speak this, but what did I really mean? I may be doing this, but what did I really, what was really in my heart? And see, none of us can fool God, because you know he knows our heart. and the Holy Spirit examines our heart, and it'll even intercede for us and groans and knowing what to intercede to God for us on our behalf, because our spirits are in truth. You cannot deceive God or His Holy Spirit. We have to move in truth, and we have to move in spirit, and because it is so transparent and it's so obvious to our Father who we are and what we are, we don't need to be pretending and faking and fronting like we're something we're not. And a prime example the Spirit is putting in my spirit right now is that there are some people that will go out and they'll hand people on the side of the road money, but they'll make a video of themselves as they do it. They'll make a big promotion of it and post it on social media that they're blessing someone. Or they'll make a big scene about how somebody wanted to hand somebody money, but that person didn't really want their identity revealed because they wouldn't have asked for that handout. But in the video, you could see that that person that was giving out the money was holding the camera so that they could have everything captured, and their motive was to get likes or to get followers or that look at me spirit. I'm blessing a homeless person or a needy person or a person in need. And that person in need, they were so hurt and humbled that they wasn't able to actually say, no, I don't want it, or whatever, because they really did need it. But at the same time, it was not. And then, you know, that could have been a hurtful feeling if they had children that saw that post on social media that their mother or their father received money from a stranger on the street. You get what I'm saying? So that's where I said, examine your heart. Look at the motive behind what you do and say. Some people that do things, they're not doing it for the right reason, and their motives is not right. Yeah, they was giving out money as charity, but when God examines their heart, He is not pleased. He is not pleased with that kind of thinking. And see, we think we're doing Amen. Great things because sometimes we're moving in people's lives, and we have an opportunity to change people's situations because of our blessings. But sometimes we get in God's way because God might have that person in a place where He is doing something with them, and us coming in and putting our two cents in may be blocking or getting in God's way. And that's where we have to be obedient and follow instructions, because sometimes God wouldn't have you go and do something for somebody that He's working with. He might have them in a place of solitude or even a season of poverty, where you wasn't even supposed to give them that money because they may have an addiction that you have no idea that you could be feeding. You know, it's a various levels to this thing, y'all. But the Holy Spirit is saying Amen. That when he convicts your spirit, when you have that spirit of conviction, one, smile and just thank the Lord, because, see, that's true evidence that He has His hand on you, that He dwells within you, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is in you. Because, see, it won't convict you if you don't belong to Christ. The Spirit cannot dwell in you and convict you and give you that guilty conscience or make you move into self-correction. You get what I'm saying? Because if you belong to Satan, yeah. you won't respond. There is nothing there. There's no relationship. There's no attachment. But, see, the fact that it's there and that you have an opportunity to correct, you thank God. I thank God for you, because I know that God has, yes. has His hand on your heart, and He's going to move you into a better direction, and He's going to correct that stinking thinking, and He's going to put you in a position where you can reset and you can get yourself together and go back to where He needs you to be so that He can continually bless you, because there's favor behind this. There's favor behind this, y'all, and he's a God of favor, of provision, of giving His children everything they need and want, even through this pandemic. Back over to you, sister.
And going back into the word, Proverbs 21:5 says, "Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty." And that's just what Monica was just talking about. And another thing, it also tells us that we shouldn't have haughty eyes and a proud heart. So doing right now where we're in a place of reset, and this word speaks to me. I'm just that transparent. it lets me know today, Nita, slow down in your place of employment. Take your time in doing things. Although you may do the same thing, although something new may come, take your time. Don't rush. Do whatever. Because when we rush, then we're not, think about it, you're working for God. So when you're rushing, you're not giving him your best. You're taking shortcuts. You're doing things half-hearted. You have to give your all. You have to sit, like Monica says, God examines our hearts, you know, and when we're working everything that we do, because because someone is not hovering over you, you have to do your best. You have to give 150%. If you've given 150%, go in today saying, I'm going to give 155%. There may be days that you may not want to do anything, but just know that God loves you. So you want to, that integrity has to stay in place at all times. It just puts you in a place where you sitting, your eyes are opened a little bit wider. You're more attentive of things. God will show you things that you didn't see on yesterday. He will identify. You're in a place where you're willing to learn and apply the things that you learn without somebody. You don't have to keep looking behind your back. That's the best thing about it. Following God's instructions, being obedient, knowing that the Holy Spirit is quickening you in your ways when you're not doing what you're supposed to. It's an awful feeling to constantly be walking, looking behind your back or walking away so somebody can't hear what you have to say, or, you know, you got to sit and hide this or hide that. No, God knows exactly what's going on. And so when you are, Monica said something, so the motives, your motives, if your motives are pure, if your motives is, are you, if you're doing everything unto the Lord, then you don't have to sit and worry about what different people are thinking, what different people are saying. Or you don't have to sit and say, oh, I gave Minister Nita X, Y, and Z or whatever, or I gave Monica X, Y, and Z, or I gave whatever. You know why? Because you have a pure heart, and God has examined your heart. And when he examines your heart and he sees just where you are, he starts pouring into you. He starts, you know, downloading things into you. I saw this person, they may be struggling, but I see that they are trying to do better. Go and bless them. Put a seed in their pocket. Let them plant into the ground. Let's see how they're going, if they're going to continue to water this plant, if they're going to do it with integrity. Are they going to follow the instructions that has been given? And this is where we're at right now. And this is what we're sharing with you all today, because it's not easy for us. It's not easy, but we have gotten into a place where it does not matter what the circumstances are. It does not matter who's going. Everybody can't go. Some people going to be left behind. But are you in a place of integrity? Are you in a place where you're following God's instructions, whether it comes, like I said, through an audible voice, whether it comes from where the Bible just lifts up off the pages, the words in the Bible? Are you where you're supposed to do? Are your motives correct? Is your heart pure? Is your heart genuine? Are you ready to receive what God has for you? Go ahead, sister.
Yeah, God is just saying that he wants to bless you. That's all it is. He wants to bless you because he loves you. And he's not ready for you to continue to struggle. He doesn't want you to continue to struggle, but see, he's requiring you to step up, to stand upright, to stop being humped over in whatever it is that you are compromising in, and that you are not having honest and proper dealings with others, whether you're a business person or someone that you're entertaining and you are mistreating them, or you're not being honest with them, you're being dishonest in some way, or if you're just lax in
how you follow rules of the land. Because, see, you know, God says that he has put authority over us, that we are to be law-abiding citizens. And there are times where we find ourselves bending the rules or trying to beat the system. But he's saying, line up with him. Line up with him so he can bless you above all of that, and that you won't have to cheat the system, that you won't have to go to your employer and go to lunch break on the clock when you knew you should have clocked out. I mean, just small little things. Because I've been to the point where I would drop paper on the ground and God said, oh, go pick that up. And I could have walked away and nobody would have seen it. But he didn't allow me to be that way. He didn't allow me to be a litter bug because, see, this is our earth. This is his creation. Who am I to throw trash on the ground and walk away from it? And it's gotten to the point where we see ourselves changing in the image of God because, see, now we're in his light. We can't do the things we used to do anymore. And that
Amen, yes.
Shows.
Come on.
That light shines, and people say, what is it about you? What is it about you? It ain't about me. It's the God in me. And see, people are drawn to you, and you'll have that attraction, that magnetism, because, you know what, they recognize God in you. And your spirit is God's spirit, and it's pouring outward. And people are coming to that. But see, they're coming to the goodness. And see, there's things that I wouldn't even consider, you know, worrying about in my past. But now to the day, I got to the point where I don't even want to kill a bug because I don't know what that bug been through. And I'm like, what if I was this bug? I want to take it outside and set it free. You get what I'm saying? The things that we are doing and that's within our heart, it's going to shift. And that shift is for us to line up with him. And his cry and his call to us was, shift and line up with me, even in the smallest things in your life. Because, see, I'm ready to bless you. It's your time. It's your time for me to move in your life and to give you the things that I want you to have. Above what man would want you to have, you're going to have favor beyond what man can give you. You're going to have favor beyond what you can achieve on your own. You're going to have love. You're going to have peace. You're going to have success and happiness. And that is what I am speaking into everyone's life on this line this morning. And if you have seen or felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit, take it as a warning, like my sister said. That's a warning. That's God speaking to you, saying, get yourself together. Let's get it. Let's get lined up. And Satan don't want you to have it. But see, we're going to get this thing nipped in the bud this morning. We're going to address it this morning. Let's reset this morning, family. And I'm going to get out of God's way now and let him deal with you. So you need to go before God. And if you don't recognize anything in your life, I'm going to encourage you to ask him to reveal it to you so that you can straighten it out. And then when that thing is straightened out and you commit it in your heart, not just with your mouth, but you confess to God in your heart and in your mind and then with your mouth that you're going to get this together and we're going to do better, and you start walking in that action and that faith of what's to come, you know that you're going to be blessed because he's already told you his intentions. Back over to you. Y'all have a blessed day.
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anything that you know that you are lingering in, that you have to constantly look over your back, that you know that you're not doing what's right, whether it's just sitting on the phone, gossiping, whatever it may be, listening, indulging, calling somebody else with somebody else's problems, or just, you know, even constantly just bringing back up the past hurt, the past sin, the past anything. If some people are not, does not have enough endurance to just walk away and to sit and say, you know, like I said on Friday, my shame turned into fame and God is my audience. So it's easy for me to just walk away and sit and look over at you and glimpse and let you know and put a song in my mind and say, you can't have nothing from me because I'm no longer there, you know. But it's all about confessing. It's all about wanting to make a change. And I'm here today as a living testimony to tell you, once you get aligned. Get in, stay in the will of God. Once you get there in the will of God, just on a daily, because sometimes we do things and not, don't even know that it's a hindrance to me or you or somebody else. Confess those things that you feel like you can't just control your, like Monica say, you have to identify. You have to identify. You have to come to a place of being, you know, just transparent about everything. But that's where we just came from, talking about those social economics, getting yourself to, I mean, getting yourself together, being in a place to for change. And change turns into the change in you and the mindset, the heart, the spirit, just your spirit in general, that all of that, that change, as Monica said, the blessings, you start reaping the blessings. I'm here to tell you all, Saint, when you make a change, when you confess and you ask God to repent and you ask God for forgiveness, he will change your life tremendously. When God changed my life, it seemed like I was living in a Lifetime movie. I'm just being for real. Or I don't know if you all watch Hallmark, where everything seemed like it's a fairy tale. That's I had to constantly like pinch myself or getting on the phone calling my mama, you know, like a little child, because you be so excited. Sister, guess what? Sister, guess training when I went to training for my job. Who was on the phone with me when I was walking in the door for my training? My sister Monica, you know, just as happy for me or whatever, because folks, we done been through some things. We done been through some things, but when we came to the point of knowing that we had to be transparent and not be ashamed and know that, realize our true identity, who we really are and who our Father is, it caused the change. You know, you can sit and say that you changed, and then it's so easy for you to revert back. No, stay where you at. Let God bless you, because the blessings are in the instructions, as God reminded me last night. So we're sharing that with you today. And we're not just leaving anything right here at this moment. I'm going to cordially invite you again and again and again to come on with us tonight for the hour of empowerment with our own very own Apostle Temple, a true man, a true prophet of God that's going to tell you what's real, that's not going to sugarcoat it. You know, people get angry when you sit and you tell them the truth, because they so used to lies. And when you tell them the truth, they get angry and think that you not doing what you supposed. Well, my apostle don't care about that. I'm here to speak for him. He don't care about that. He going to give you what's real. So I want you to get what I get. Me and Monica want you all to come out and receive what God has given us, because it's truly the Holy Spirit. Don't sit, don't lay back, don't sit and say, oh, I done been through this, I done been through that. We constantly inviting you. 5 days a week, we're inviting you into a place where God is. And that's in our heart, that's in our mind, and that's in a man of God that's willing to go before you and to fight off all evil spirits that's trying to come your way. And that's only if you in a place to receive, and that's what you want. So come out to that tonight with us, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 385-799-9620. Again, it's 385-799-9620. And God is telling me to just say a quick prayer, and I'm going to be obedient. Father God, as we leave this airway morning, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to touch those, Father God, that may have a fear of change, Father God, may know what their circumstances, their situation, their hindrance is, Father God, but may be in a place of comfortability, Lord Jesus, where they're not willing to change, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you stirring the water right now, Father God. They need to pick their mat up, Father God, and get into that water, Lord Jesus. One, for a cleansing, Lord Jesus, and for two, Father God, so they can identify, Lord Jesus, who they are, Father God, and three, Lord Jesus, to confess and repent, Lord Jesus, so they can receive the blessings that you have for them, Lord Jesus. Lord, don't let people ignore, Father God, the signs of times, Father God. Ignore, Father God, what you got going on, Lord Jesus. Ignore, Father God, the people that you have put in place, Father God. Lord, to know, Lord Jesus, that they go before you day in, day out, Father God, and just lose themselves in you, Father God. Lord, let everybody know, Father God, what you're doing right now, Lord Jesus. I see it all, y'all. Let them know, Father God. Let them know, Lord Jesus, where you going, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that all they got to do is grab your hand, Lord Jesus. Sit and say, Lord, come. Come right now, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. I need you, Father. Lord, let a change take place right now on this day, Father God. I pray this prayer, Father God. Knowing, Lord, that you have not passed us by, Father God. I pray this prayer, Father God, in the act of obedience, Lord Jesus. Knowing that, Father God, a change is taking place right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Preparation, Lord Jesus, I hear you, Father God. Preparation is here, and it is the time to prepare yourself in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody go. Be blessed and just continue on with the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. We love you. And God, we continue to magnify you. Have a great day.